a fantastic season last year for Marcus Foligno. This year, not so much. We take a look at a regression-filled season for Marcus Foligno on today's episode of Locked On Wild.
You're Locked On Wild. Your daily podcast on the Minnesota Wild. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome into another episode of Locked On Wild, your daily Minnesota Wild podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. If this is your first time tuning into Locked On Wild, we're glad to have you and hope you stick with Locked On Wild throughout the rest of the offseason into next year as well. If you are one of the everydayers that tunes in each and every day of the week, we're glad to have you back. On today's episode of Locked On Wild, we evaluate the 2022-2023 season for Marcus Foligno. We'll hand out some letter grades, and we'll look at what could be in store for Foligno in the future, either here or elsewhere. My name is Seth Topol, your daily Minnesota Wild insider, and it was, by and large, a step down for Marcus Foligno this season. But that depends on if the thought was that he was going to be able to sustain what he's done over the last couple of seasons. And if you just look at the numbers by and large, we saw a reduction in pretty much every category for Foligno. He did play in 65 games this year, so missed some time compared to the 74 he played in last year, but his goals dropped from 23 to 7. Assists dropped from 19 to 14. His points dropped from 42 to 21. And his plus-minus goes from plus 25 down to minus 6. And even strength goals, a big drop. Hardly any power play contributions. 98 shots down to 83 this year. And the big number is the 23.5 shooting percentage from last season down to 8.4 this season. But it wasn't just on the offensive end for Foligno. His defense really took a hit this season as well, and it just seemed like at points throughout the year that Foligno just was a step off this season. And so you look back at the expectation of this team running it back and guys who had career seasons doing it again. It's not that easy, is it? So for Foligno, by and large, a pretty disappointing season for him. Brett Marshall putting together a further look at the stats and just looking at some of Foligno's peripheral numbers. Defensively, had 40 blocks, which is right around what his typical number is, anywhere between 40 and 50. He had 237 hits, which is actually one off of his career high. 27 takeaways, 25 giveaways. The biggest jumps for Foligno was in expected goals against, which jumped to 2.56 per 60 minutes this season, which ranked 10th amongst Minnesota Wild forwards. Goals against per 60 up to 2.09 this year, which ranked 7th. And offensively, goals for per 60, just 1.94, which was 12th amongst Wild forwards. And expected goals for per 60 of 2.31, which was 9th. So Foligno not able to contribute as much offensively this year as he did last year. And not surprised that the defensive numbers took a hit as well, because let's not forget the grief line, which was arguably the best defensive line in hockey last year, was a mess this season. You had Jordan Greenway not living up to what he did last year and therefore subsequently traded. Joel Eriksson-Ek taken off of the grief line and put up into more of a top six role because it was kind of the final nail in the coffin. There were two games back-to-back in which the grief line really got pushed around and gave up a ton of goals. And so then you saw that line broken apart. And for Foligno, we're always going to wonder, and we'll talk about this more to finish the show today, we're always going to wonder what would have happened if the Wild would have taken what he was able to do last year and operated under the assumption that it just was not going to be possible to live up to that type of production and sell high. Because over the last couple of years, we have seen Foligno play a prominent role offensively. Back in 2020-2021, he had 11 goals in 39 games, shot 27.5%, which is obviously not sustainable, but was a huge part, an unsung hero of that that offense. Then last year, obviously, 42 points, great as well. And this year, just really not much in the way of success for Foligno in the goals department. So seems pretty set, seems pretty abundantly clear that those types of numbers just were not going to be something that Foligno was going to be able to do at this point this year. Now, penalties as well, and he did have a little bit of a reduction, went from 112 penalty minutes last season to 97 this year, but then he had 36 in the postseason, including a couple of game misconducts, and that as a theme just kind of ran the Wild out of luck against the Dallas Stars. They couldn't stop taking penalties, which led to special teams opportunities for the Stars, which led to goals. You had Foligno in game five getting shown the door less than a minute into that game, and the team never recovered from that. And Foligno was pretty pointed with some of his other comments that he made throughout the series, and thinking that a lot of the officiating calls were Bush League and that the officials were out to get him. Just all those kinds of things which help kind of further underscore these points of just not a great season for Marcus Foligno here this year. And as one of the alternate captains, you expect him to be one that leads by example. And so whether or not those penalties were warranted, you have to be one of the players to kind of show the way and to help the team overcome that, to pick up wins and to score goals in these games. So by and large, in a lot of different categories, a rough season for Foligno this year. Now, we will take a look at some letter grades for Foligno through a bunch of different categories. Ultimately, the thing I think that we look at here is Marcus Foligno has better than what he showed this year in his game. He can be better, but if you take what he did last year, he's probably not at that level. So you got to meet somewhere in the middle as to what Marcus Foligno is at this point in his career and just hope that you don't get too many of the negative swings, those downward spirals, and get a little bit more of that good we saw 2 years ago, if he's going to stay on this team. That's a big talker that we'll have at the end of the show as well. But let's get to the letter grades. We'll take a look at Foligno in key categories and hand out letter grades for his performance as we continue today's episode of Locked on Wild after this. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Continuing today's episode of Locked On Wild, once again, thank you for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. Everydayers can expect tomorrow us to continue with our player evaluations. We'll talk Freddie Gaudreau on tomorrow's show as in part of that third line. We'll move to Freddie and his new extension as well. We'll talk about all that on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Wild. So let's go letter grades for Foligno. And we'll start on the offensive side. And you had almost a two-thirds reduction in goals. You had a full half, 50% reduction in points from last year to this year. The shooting percentage plummeted. And Foligno, I think the point was further hammered home when Foligno was put higher in the lineup. When you had guys like Joel Eriksson Ek out of the lineup, you had Foligno in that spot. When you had other players out of the lineup in the top six, you had Foligno put up there, and he did not look like a fit in those instances. And so having factored all that in, I think I'm going a D for offense. It just was not there this season. It was not, after what he was able to accomplish last year with some huge goals at points and the career high in goals, career high in points, it just wasn't there this season. And so I'm going to D for Foligno for offense. Those seven goals, it felt like he really had to work to get even to that number. Because if I recall correctly, it took a while for Foligno to be able to even get to that seven-goal plateau. If you start at the beginning of the season, he did score a goal against the Los Angeles Kings in Game 2 of the year, but did not score another goal, did have two against the Winnipeg Jets on November 23rd. So he went almost a full month, actually. No, I was right the first time. Scored on October 15th, then not again till November 23rd. And then if you look after that, his next goal did not come until January 7th against the Buffalo Sabres. So he had three goals in the 2022 portion of the calendar. And then you flip it to 2023 in the easy math. Is that he had four, but even still, January 7th, he didn't record a goal again until March 4th, and had a couple goals to finish off the season. But then you look at the postseason against Dallas, had one goal, 1 point in that series, had just a ton of penalty minutes, and by and large, just was not as big of a factor as he was with that grief line last year. So we're going D for offense. Gonna go D plus for defense. Was a little better, I guess, and definitely threw his body around this year. But the grief line at points was pretty close to unplayable before they finally blew it up. And move those guys into roles that they were definitely more suited for once it became apparent that that line just was not going to find the same chemistry that it had. So I guess by factoring in some of the defensive factors, but still really not a good year defensively for Marcus Foligno either, which is a problem as well. You look at his contributions on special teams. So we got D for offense, D plus for defense. Special teams wise, Foligno played 75 minutes, 8 seconds on the power play, which ranked sixth amongst Wild forwards. He had three total points, which ranked eighth amongst Wild forwards. Penalty kill time, he had 68 minutes and 1 second, which ranked fifth. The penalty kill goals against per 60 of 7.06, ranked 9th among Wild forwards. And the expected goals against per 60 of 4.26 was 4th. So really uneven numbers. He's not a guy that should really be on your power play for one. And so probably a D for special teams as well. Not terrible numbers, but maybe a D plus. Not terrible numbers, but not really enough to make an impact on either unit. Special teams wise, probably an F. 36 penalty minutes in 6 games is a ton, and I know in game 5 whether or not that should have been a game misconduct is certainly a fair question, but he had another one in game 2 after that game was well in hand, had a couple of penalties at the XL Energy Center as well, just did not do a good job of leading by example with having the team try to be a little more responsible and disciplined. Did not really help lead in that category. And so I think you got to go with the F there. Had the one game in game 3 where he looks like just a monster. And that was the game, in fact, that I believe he was called for a couple of penalties. But beyond that, had the one good game and then was pretty much just either in the box or mostly invisible because of being afraid to try to hit too hard for fear of drawing another penalty. So that impacted his play substantially. And so we're going an F there. And so for the overall grade for Foligno in 2022-2023, we're probably at a D minus or just a regular D. I can't undersell enough. If you're putting a list together of players that regress the most, it's Foligno, even above like Ryan Hartman, because Hartman at least found it down the stretch. Hartman at least found a little bit of his game down the stretch. Foligno just really, really didn't for a large part of the season. So I think we'll go D minus for the season for Marcus Foligno, which brings us to a very interesting question for Marcus is, what's next? Will he be on the team next year? So we'll look at the options and what would be freed up by making a trade and if there would be anybody that would even be interested in a potential deal for Marcus Foligno. So we'll talk about all that as we finish today's episode of Locked on Wild after this. Final segment of today's episode of Locked on Wild. Once again, thank you for making Locked on Wild your first listen each and every day. For the everydayers, make sure you tune into tomorrow's episode in which we will evaluate the 2022-2023 season for one of the newest extended players for the Minnesota Wild, that of course being Freddie Goudreau. Marcus Foligno, his contract situation, he is signed through the end of the 2023-2024 season at $3.1 million per season. If you look at other players on the squad right now, Foligno does not have any trade language in his contract. He doesn't have a no-move clause or a modified no-trade clause. Doesn't have any of those on his list, which means that you don't have to go to him to get a list of teams that he would be that are off limits and or getting him to waive those trade protections. You don't have to do any of that. You can just find a buyer and send him on his way, which frees up $3.1 million of very, very important cap space for this team to try to do a couple of things here this offseason, most notably Philip Gustafson or Brandon Duhaime or anybody along those lines. So the question is there are a couple of questions with this. Number one, what would be the impact of losing Marcus Foligno? The impact of losing him would be felt more in the locker room than it would be on the ice. Because as we have campaigned for time and time again, if you're looking for a player to give you the physicality, to give you the heavy hits, to be the enforcer out there and the one that if something happens to one of your better players, one of your superstars, that's the guy who you have to answer to for it. That would be the things that you're missing. Now, as far as Foligno and Ryan Reeves go, we didn't see a ton of that in the series against the Stars or even down the stretch necessarily in terms of being the bill collector, so to speak, when somebody runs into Kaprizov, or in this case, in the Dallas series, stick checks Kaprizov in the back hard. Just wasn't a lot of retaliation that you'd expect to kind of keep that stuff off the ice. And so if you're not getting that from Foligno, is he worth replacing? Can you find somebody else to wear the A for this team? Yes, you absolutely can. Can you find somebody to step in and to replicate that physicality? I believe that you can. I believe that Brandon Duhaime, while a much shorter player, I mean, if you look at the numbers, Duhaime is not 6'3", 226. He just isn't. In fact, if we take a look at just what sort of a difference this is, there is some size lost, to say the least, but Duhaime's still a very physical player that is capable of giving you a sizable amount of hits. Had 201 hits his first year in the NHL in 80 games. This past season, he had 146. So he is capable, in a bigger role, of giving you that physicality. He's fearless. He's not afraid to fight people. So I think you'd be able to replicate some of that. And then if you do trade Foligno, then maybe you keep Ryan Reeves for that specialist role. We'll talk about that when we get to Ryan Reeves' season eval, whether or not he is just a specialist at this point in his career. But I just think that you'd be able to free up that money, and you'd be able to offset that loss for this team with some of the guys that are younger. In Duhaime's case, he brings a lot more speed than Foligno does. And so I think you probably could get a little more upside out of Duhaime in that type of a role, as opposed to hoping now that Foligno bounces back and doesn't have a second consecutive subpar season. But then again, if he does, then at that point, you'll likely don't bring him back. But still, it would be nice to free up some of that cap room. And it is interesting, in just looking at teams that may potentially be interested in the services of Marcus Foligno, one team that comes to mind repeatedly is the New Jersey Devils. And there has been a call for a little more physicality for that team, a young team that is going to try to build off of a playoff run this season. What better spot to send a vet to be able to go into the locker room, be one of their vocal leaders, be a physical presence, maybe get energized by a deeper postseason run. At the end of the day, this is where this team is at, is that this past season was the one to really supplement the roster with veteran players that have postseason experience, with more money added to the list of money that you can't use. Now is where it makes more sense to elevate younger players in the lineup to fill some of those roles. And I just keep going back to it. I think Brandon Duhaime could give you a lot of what you'd be afraid to lose if you were to trade Marcus Foligno. And I'm not trying to undersell the fact that it'd be a tough loss. But if you think that Foligno is going to replicate that 23-goal season, it's probably not going to happen. Can he be better than he was this past year? Certainly. But I don't think he's going to hit that level again. And so you potentially get something back in return for him for trading him. But if not substantial, you're still getting $3-plus million in cap relief to use this offseason. So it's going to be a tough decision for Bill Guerin, whichever route he chooses to go. But at the end of the day, a big reason that this season did not meet the level that last year's season did is because Marcus Foligno is one of those guys who Bill Guerin said he needs to just go out and do it again, and he didn't. So the grades reflect that. A disappointing season for Foligno, to say the least, and it's going to be really interesting to keep an eye on his status as we navigate the next couple of weeks through the draft, through free agency, etc. So that will do it for today's episode of Locked On Wild. Once again, if this is your first time listening to Locked On Wild, we are so glad to have you along. Make sure you follow us on YouTube and subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms so you don't miss out on any new episodes throughout the week, throughout the rest of the offseason, into next season as well. If you are one of the everydayers that tunes in each and every single day of the week, we'll see you tomorrow with plenty more content here from Locked On Wild. Either way, make sure that you subscribe and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms so you don't miss out on any new content throughout the week. We have new episodes every Monday through Friday as part of the Locked On Podcast Network.